It's your day in tech history, and it's brought to you by our friends over at Expedia.com, where you can find yours with Expedia. Hey everybody, Jeffrey Powers here, and I welcome you to the Day in Tech History at dayintechhistory.com. It's part of the Tech Podcast Network. You can subscribe via iTunes, Zune, or Stitcher Internet Radio. Our Twitter is Day in Tech Hist, and all show notes are on the wiki page if you want to follow along. Now let's find out what happened on this day, your day in tech history. September 2nd, 1969, the BBN finishes connecting all the first interface message processors to the ARPANET at UCLA. Also, 1969, the first automatic teller machine was used in the United States as it was installed in Rockville Center, New York. 1980, Pacific Computer releases the role-playing game Ultima 1 for the Apple II computer, though many ports would follow. 1983, a prototype camera cassette recorder, or CCR, based on the VHSC compact video cassette format, was shown at the Berlin Funkausstellung by JVC. 1985, it's announced that U.S. and French expedition had located the wreckage of the Titanic, well, about 560 miles off Newfoundland, 73 years after the liner sank. 1987, Philips introduced the CD video. 1995, Sega of America launched the Saturn game system nationwide in the United States, along with Virtua Fighter, for $399. 1997, Apple Computer buys back their own Macintosh operating system license from Power Computing, their main clone manufacturer, for $100 million in common stock. And in 1999, antivirus experts predicted that the threat posed by the Thursday macrovirus, otherwise known as WM97, would erase hard drives on December 13th. On September 6th, the network associates would issue a high-risk warning for it, placing the virus as the same category as Chernobyl, Explorer.zip, and the Melissa virus. Also, 1999, eBay stops an auction for human kidney as bids reached about $5.7 million. Their decision was based on the policy against allowing the auction of human body parts in accordance to the United States federal law. And IBM launched a new programmable processor designed specifically for communication applications such as hubs, routers, and switches that could be enhanced by the way of software upgrades. And now this word from our friends over at Expedia. Las Vegas, Jamaica, San Francisco, China, New York, Portland, Florida. Have you been? Maybe you're from there and you need to start planning your trip home for the holidays. Now is the time to do that. With rates at their lowest for November and December, you can get great deals in planning your trip. That's where Expedia comes in, from air travel, hotels, cars, and full vacation packages. Because who doesn't want to be in a warm city during the coldest of winters? You can also earn Expedia points so you can use them on more trips all around the world. Get $25 off your first hotel booking at Expedia. Go over to geekazine.com/Expedia for more details. Over at Expedia, find yours. Now let's get back into your day in tech history. In 2000, version 5.7.0 of the Perl programming language was released. 2003, Algenta Technologies released DNS Max, which was a proprietary licensed domain name system for Unix-like systems. And version 1.1 of the OpenOffice.org cross-platform open source office suite was released. 2005, Jeremy Arndt released the G3 Torrent open source BitTorrent client under an MIT license for Windows. And DVD John had defeated the encryption in Microsoft Windows Media Player by reverse engineering the algorithm. 2006, Apple settles a patent lawsuit against Vermont-based company Controlless Music Technology, which covers a computer system and method for controlling a media player device. And Paramount purchases Screen Life, the company that makes a series of DVD games, including Scene It. 2009, there was an iPhone application that could track the swine flu, the H1N1 outbreak. 2010, Google and AOL renew their worldwide partnership. They added 5 more years and added YouTube and mobile search to the partnership. 2011, another Apple iPhone prototype goes missing. And Google closes FastFlip, Google Desktop, Aardvark, and Google Web Security. And in 2013, Microsoft announced that they were buying Nokia's devices unit for $7.2 billion. And that's your Day in Tech History. My name is Jeffrey Powers, www.dayintechhistory.com. All the show notes are over at wikizine.com, Geekazine's wiki. And of course, you can like the Facebook page and follow Twitter at Day in Tech Hist. Until tomorrow, take care. Day in Tech History is copyright 2014 JMP Enterprise and geekazine.com.